welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm your host, Charles James, tonight. And for the next 30 minutes, we'll be talking about Music Fest, which begins this Friday. And my guests tonight are John Longer, Director of Marketing at ArtsQuest, and Mark Demko, Senior Director of Communications at ArtsQuest. Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY.
Thanks for having us.
Good evening. Thank you.
It's a pretty exciting year coming up with the festival starting. Is it starting Friday or is it starting Thursday?
It starts Friday at 5 o'clock. It's our 33rd year. The rest of the days we're open noon to 11, but really exciting. We have a record 387 artists coming from 8 or 9 different countries this year.
And 15 stages, if I'm not mistaken, around the festival site, all but one are free.
And absolutely. 15 different stages spread throughout the city of Bethlehem, the Steel Stacks campus, the churches, the parks, the plazas. And, you know, we have a very diverse lineup this year. So we're very excited when, you know, everything gets underway. It's what we work for all year, and we hope everybody comes out and really loves the music.
There used to be a preview night on Thursdays for a few years, but that's not happening this year, I guess. And
not having a formal preview night, but our friends down the road in Allentown at the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, the night before Music Fest on Thursday, are actually celebrating Music Fest by changing their name to the Lehigh Valley Festers for one night only. So that's going to be a lot of fun. They've got a couple concerts there at the ball game. That's kind of our unofficial preview night at the ballpark.
Do you know who's going to be playing? Is there music that night, you're saying?
There is. I unfortunately don't know, but I know you can get it at the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs website.
So the festival starts Friday, August 6th, runs through Sunday, August 14th. So we're talking about 10 days of fun and music. And unlike Woodstock, bathrooms and porta-johns kept nice and clean throughout the festival. So
you know that is absolutely right. We actually have a group this year that a comedy troupe that is going to be giving you the best porta-john experience of your life. You can see that at Volksplatz, the back end of the festival. They're called the Privy People.
Well, we're going to be sampling music throughout this half hour of the program that we have, and why don't we jump right into it with a few artists that are playing this weekend, starting with Chubby Carrier, who's returning to Music Fest. He's from Lafayette, Louisiana, and this is somebody who's always puts on a lively act. He's performing that Sunday of the first Sunday, this coming Sunday. And we're going to play a couple of artists also, one that's performing on Friday. There's a gypsy jazz band returning from Florida. Do you know the Cook Trio? Do you know, is this their second year coming to the festival? Or?
It's at least their second year. I can confirm that much. A group from Orlando playing tremendous gypsy jazz. Really kind of takes you to those, you know, Parisian jazz cafes, acoustic guitars, just tremendous musicianship. Looking forward to having them back.
So we're going to play some music from them, and we'll be playing you some excerpts since we just have a short amount of time. And we're going to also get to a very lively band that's playing Sunday night and Monday night. We'll tell you more about them as we continue. You're tuned to Lehigh Valley Art Salon with our topic tonight, Music Fest 2016. Music from Chubby Carrier.
For the rest is red is the color of peppers, dry peppers that we pick. My mama makes a mean hot sauce and keeps it locked up in the shed. One night the lock was picked when I catch that cookie stick. Now who stole the hot sauce? Who stole the hot sauce? When I catch that crook, he'll drink every sloppy tuh. Like a dog love a bone, like a fish love the sea, like a squirrel love a nut. That's what it has to be to me.
I put it on my eggs
and on my beans and rice too. I just can't do without it. I gotta get it back from you.
Now who stole the hot sauce? Who stole the hot sauce?
Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Music from the Cook Trio in the background, performing the opening night of Music Fest over on the south side, and they'll be in one of the Banco Cinemas performing, where you can catch all kinds of music on the south side as well as the north side. Let's talk a little bit about that. I'm Charles James, your host on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, here with John Lunger, who is the director of marketing at ArtsQuest, and Mark Demko, senior director of communications. Let's talk a little bit about the fact that the festival split on the south side and the north side, and so there are the one paid venue is going to be the one that's on the south side. It's all in the kind of area where ArtsQuest is set up.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a great lineup at our Sand Steel Stage main stage. This year kicks off on Friday night with the ex-ambassadors and Rachel Platten. We have a lot of great performances the entire week. We have Dierks Bentley on Sunday night. Run DMC, Hip Hop Legends, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers on Saturday night. And then we have a lot of other great acts coming up throughout the rest of the week. We have Lady Antebellum, the Avett Brothers, Sabrina Carpenter, who was born and raised right here in the Lehigh Valley, coming home for a big hometown show. So very diverse lineup. We're really excited. People can get tickets at musicfest.org or by calling our box office.
And now America Plots, which used to be at the library, is located on the south side where Levitt Pavilion is. So if people come out, they can see that venue, but also about three indoor venues.
Yeah, that's right. We have three indoor venues at SteelStacks. Obviously, the Music Fest Cafe, presented by Yuengling, is the crown jewel of the ArtsQuest Center. And during Music Fest, the PNC series is in there. It's a fantastic venue if you haven't had a chance to see a concert there the rest of the year when we have some ticketed shows. This is a great opportunity to see those shows for free. It's a great house. Fits about 1,000 people. You want to definitely get in there and check it out. And then on a slightly smaller scale, the Frank Banco Alehouse Cinemas turns into two venues, the BB&T Jazz Cabaret Stage and the Martin Guitar Lyric Plots. So very intimate listening room type feel in those cinemas.
Now on the south side, most of that entertainment starting later in the day, like 5 or 6 p.m., something like that?
That's correct, yes.
So a little bit different than the north side. I think maybe that's even true on the weekend.
Yeah, for the most part, things start a little bit later in the day at SteelStacks, but on the north side, we are noon to 11 p.m. Things also go later at SteelStacks, with things ending often after midnight, depending on the day of the week.
Now, Familian Plots is going to be a host of something that's different this year. There's a special thing going on there. Mark, maybe you could tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, absolutely. This year, the Olympics are taking place in Rio, the Summer Games. Everybody comes together and watches, you know, the USA compete in basketball, soccer, swimming, gymnastics. We had great success at the SteelStacks campus the past few years with our World Cup viewing parties. Thousands and thousands of people came out to cheer on the U.S. So we thought we'd do the same thing at our Familian Plots venue. It used to be Kinder Plots, but it's still our family venue. Lots of family programming there. And so we're erecting a large outdoor LED TV screen, and we're going to be showing the games during all festival hours, starting with the Friday night opening ceremonies and then all the action from Brazil right through the end of the festival.
So that's a different thing happening. Has that happened at the festival in the past?
You know, that's the first time we're doing something to this scale where we're putting up a screen and showing the action from the Olympics. And what's great is we're sort of theming it throughout Familian Plots. For example, our Crayola Creativity Tent's going to have children's crafts that are themed around the Olympics in Brazil. For example, we're having a torch craft on the first day, and we're doing the Carnival Mass one of the nights and things like that. So it's really designed to really engage the whole family in the festival and in the Olympics.
We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to be back here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon with Mark Demko and John Lunger talking about Music Fest, which debuts this Friday and runs through August 14th.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
You're tuned to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY. I'm your host, Charles James, tonight with John Lunger and Mark Demko from Arts Quest, talking about Music Fest. And there's a band returning this year. I think it's perhaps their second year playing here, from Atlanta, Georgia. And a very lively band, Blair Crimmins and the Hookers. And maybe you could speak to tell our audience a little bit about them so they can get an idea. And we'll play a sample of their music in a second.
Absolutely. You know, last year was their first year at Music Fest, and hands down, you know, across the board of the volunteers and the staff that booked the festival, they were the biggest hit, the biggest surprise of Music Fest 2015, and it was a no-brainer to bring them back. It is Dixieland, jazz, sort of that ragtime feel, high energy, just one of those must-see shows at Music Fest.
So let's listen to, I think they even called themselves Dixie Thrash.
They do, yeah. So. Which, how great is that?
So this is a band that was fabulous there. Do you know, do they tour around the U.S. or internationally much?
I can't speak to internationally, but yeah, they are a nationally touring band for sure.
Music from Blair Crimmins and the Hookers here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4! Between the graveyard and the railroad tracks, I live alone here in the shotgun shack. The kids while passing, they all look with fear, and I'm the only ghost in here. I tune into the radio, got a brush out of bag of bones. So I can dance to the ragtime show, well, I got nobody, but I still got someone else. I'm on Mac habits, you should know me well, yeah. And I keep them all awake, hey, when I'm screaming and yelling, they get out. Bags and moved to just last night. I'm just a traveler, need a place to hide. And then I heard the whisper in my ear say, I'm the only ghost in here. I came through on the radio, so loud that shut my bones. But I did a little ragtime show on the yellow hair, living with an old man so left. That old man cabbage, she was found here dead. But I still hear him singing while I'm lying in bed.
So there's a little taste of Blair Crimmins and the Hookers coming from Atlanta. They perform, I guess, on the north side both this Sunday and then the next night on Monday night at Volksplatz and at Liederplatz, I believe.
Correct.
And just a great band to check out. Just I'm glad you got a little bit bigger venue because people were up dancing last year and it was a pretty good crowd on Main Street where there's a lot of surprises. And so interesting to see that you're bringing back some alternative bands and another band from Detroit. I know you had one or two last year that played there, and some local bands as well like Voix Voix and Insidious Rays.
Yeah, for sure. Very excited to have the Insidious Rays back to us. They're a band that we, I think, first fell in love with around 2005 and went on a little journey with them for a few years as they released album after album and then took a little break there. We thought we lost them, but they're getting back together. Very excited for this set in anticipation of a new album coming from them later this fall.
So are they playing Main Street? Is that correct?
I believe they might be playing America Plots.
Okay.
Let me confirm that for you with our handy-dandy smartphone app.
Yeah, I know many years ago they played America Plots when it was over at the library.
Yep, we're back in America Plots.
All right. So just some great chance, really wide selection of music to be able to see at Music Fest, folk, blues, alternative, world music, jazz, inside the Jazz Cabaret, great jazz series going on, most of it in the Jazz Cabaret, some elsewhere. But you mentioned the app, and the app, this is the second year for the Android app. How would people use that to help navigate the festival?
Well, we're very excited to, again, have a free app for both iOS and Android. This year in particular, the killer feature of the app that we absolutely love is you have the ability to go in there and make your own schedule. So not only can you navigate the schedule and can you look for bands that you like and search for them, you can also view the schedule in a grid form, which is very handy when you're trying to plan out your day. But really, the best part, and what we recommend for everybody, is to download that in advance, play around with it, make your own schedule so you don't miss anything.
So that's something I might give a try this year, but I'm one of those people who use a spreadsheet, so, you know.
You should check out the grid format, then. It'll help you with your spreadsheet.
Yeah, that would be great. So it's something I will check out with my new 4G phone, and it should be great. So many things going on at Music Fest, and you mentioned earlier that Music Fest Cafe is a place to go check out music for free, only during the festival. Normally it's a paid venue. And there are a few different bands that are playing, like some dance shows there. And one of them happens to be the Slicked Up Nines. Let's listen to a tune from them, and we'll talk a little bit more about Music Fest Cafe and how it fits into Music Fest coming up, which starts on Friday and runs through August 14th.
You never knew what it's like to be wrapped up, wore so tight. You got smooth moves, but don't use them right. And nothing to do, another fruitless night. Who's the man hidden behind that mask? Seems to be what they always ask, to keep them wondering what's really true, like a mystery. Hell, I'm all decked out from head to toe, but what's inside of it, I don't know. A lonely life for you, my friend, unless you open the door and let her in.
And so an excerpt from the Slicked Up Nines, who just played at the patio. The Town Square stage, is that what that's called, just outside of Arts Quest?
The TV community stage, yes.
Yeah, they just played a great show there a couple of weeks ago when the Lincoln Center, when the swing kind of weekend went on with four bands playing, both at Levitt and then at the TD Town Square. Yeah, so they were superb then, always enjoyed them. But talk a little bit about how Music Fest Cafe becomes like a dance venue and how that's kind of working into Music Fest.
Sure, absolutely. We love the Music Fest Cafe year-round. Obviously, it's a ticketed venue year-round. But when we have Music Fest, it's a great opportunity to kind of open up the doors and show off the venue to as many people as possible.
No, one of the things I wanted to touch on is, you know, we talked about all these great local acts that perform at Music Fest. A big part of our mission is giving opportunities for local and regional acts to perform. And every year we have about 65 or 70% of our artists who come from the Lehigh Valley, Philadelphia, and surrounding Mid-Atlantic region. So it's a great opportunity for these artists to share their talents and their music with a lot of people.
Because there are a lot of people coming from out of town as well, right? And they're making this a vacation.
Yeah, we had about 1 million people who come to the festival every year. We looked at the numbers a couple of years ago. We have people coming from about 40 different states every year, as well as 6 to 12 countries.
So they're just they're one of the many bands that are playing Music Fest Cafe. Who are a couple of others that will get people up and dancing?
Absolutely. Hector Rosado, very excited to have him back. We have the Philadelphia Funk Authority, and another great band. Scott Marshall and Marshall's Highway, if you're a country fan, very excited to have him back after the fantastic year that he had at the Lehigh Valley Music Awards. Very excited to have him playing our festival on one of our bigger stages.
I'm going to play something from the Horseflies, who are returning to Music Fest. And this is a group out of Ithaca that I've been a big fan of over the years. I got a chance to see them last time they were here, and I think it's been a long time. Don't know if they broke up and they're just getting back together to come to the festival, but excited to know they'll be playing only one show at 5 p.m. on the Thursday of Music Fest. And not sure if that's the exact venue. You may have it right there on your app.
I do have it right here on my app. This app is fantastic. They're at Volksplatz.
Volksplatz, yeah, 5 p.m. Actually, it's right on the CD here, too.
Look at that.
So it got a little cheat sheet for us. But let's play something from them. Again, some great acoustic music from the Horseflies coming to Music Fest once again.
Thank you. got no place to hide. When the bombs came falling from the sky, Hanoi's children had no place to hide. When the napalm came falling from the sky. But I believe in love from around the sun above.
So a couple excerpts from the Horseflies, returning back to Music Fest. And lots of great things happen through the festival. Again, begins this Friday, runs through a week from Sunday, the 14th, with world music of all sorts coming back as well, and some Celtic music, both Celtic rock, with Scythian, always draws a big crowd, and some traditional Celtic music too.
We actually had Scythian curate the bands in front of them this year. So if you check out Scythian when they play America Plots, the two bands in front of them were handpicked by Scythian.
Oh, that's kind of... are they the only one that did that during the festival? Or?
Yeah, it was something we wanted to try out this year. We hope to grow that program in the future and really have some artists help us out and turn us on to some artists we might not find otherwise. But Scythian was the first.
So would they? Will they also be a similar kind of Celtic rock band?
Sort of. There's a great story on the Music Fest website right now that kind of talks through exactly how they went through picking those bands. One of them is a trio of very young musicians, teenagers, that they actually found at an open jam they were curating at Merlefest. So definitely want to check that out. Very, very excited. But Celtic has always been a huge part of this festival, obviously, with our friends that run the Celtic Classic later in the fall. There is definitely an audience for it, and we like to make sure we have it at Music Fest.
Well, John Lunger and Mark Demko, thanks for being my guests tonight on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, talking about Music Fest in its 33rd year.
Thank you so much. Our pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope to see you there.
Yep, and we'll close out with just a short excerpt of the Ava Brothers, who closed down this the Sand Steel stage on the final night of Music Fest on August 14th.